Hi, this is Manny from GPX Gaming and a State of Nerd, and you're listening to Power Up Podcast. Falcon Punch!
It's me, Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Gentlemen, welcome to Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. We are here after a 2 week absence. Tyler's 3 week absence. Because you weren't here 2 weeks ago, and none of us were here last week.
That'd be 2 weeks. Well, I guess it would be 3 weeks now. So, yeah.
This is the third week since your last podcast. And Leaper and Stefan are here. What's up?
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, don't worry about those guys.
So, how was the 2 weeks, the week off we had?
Well, we spent it together, so...
Yeah, well, Leaper wasn't there.
Halloween weekend was extremely busy for me. Like, constantly trying to find time to do more and more stuff.
What are you trying to do?
Get a costume, which I did last minute.
I couldn't tell.
Bake shit. Plan what the hell I was going to do for the party. Like, get food, notify people. And there was a bunch of other shit. I think we went and watched a movie. I can't remember. I just remember it was fucking busy.
You need to get a second oven.
Yeah.
They need to get a clone.
Just place another oven next to your oven, dude. You can bake twice as fast.
We've got a clone. You could do everything twice as fast.
And we played a game of zombies that we didn't finish because it was
too
the biggest
goddamn
game
long.
Of zombies
How
ever.
Long did that that game go for?
Like an hour and a half or so.
Really?
It was a little more than an hour and a half. Because
yeah.
It started like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes before The Walking Dead started.
Yeah.
Because there was still, what was it, Day of the Dead or something like that on?
Dawn of the Dead.
There was Dawn of the Dead on, and then that ended, and then Walking Dead, which was awesome, by the way. If no one has seen it, they need to watch
need
to
it. Watch that shit,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, get up on that.
Yeah, listen to Leaper. That's going to be on the DVD box art. You need to watch that shit.
That's good stuff.
Walking Dead, the complete first season. You need to watch that shit, yo.
just ask this guy. You need to watch that shit.
And of course, Tyler, without the foresight needed, did not set the thing to record, so he's like, come on.
Do I look like Captain go. Foresight to you?
He was Captain Hindsight.
Hindsight, whatever.
Captain
I watched
Foresight's
it once.
His evil cousin.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be the next episode of South Park.
By the way, that's also a good thing going, is the South Park episodes with Captain Hindsight and Cthulhu and
did you
Mysterion.
Did you guys see who Mysterion was? Yep.
Yes.
Kenny.
Don't spoil it now.
Yeah.
It's over. It's spoiled.
Well, I mean, there's probably people that haven't watched it, you know? Oh,
that's their fucking problem.
Some people have fallen off the South Park wagon because it just keeps going on and on and on.
Well, they've fallen off the wagon. I mean, they're probably,
or because
watch
it's
it.
Against their well. Religion to watch something that has Cthulhu with a dark lord in.
Scientology.
I guess that could be true.
Yeah.
But I suppose people that have fallen off the wagon, once they hear that something good's going on, they'll come back on. They'll hop back on that wagon.
It's called a bandwagon.
Speaking about bandwagons, how about Nebraska? I bet people will start
game.
Liking Nebraska now.
Because they're doing good again?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's not give them too much credit because they were up, like, what, 14 points? And
on Iowa State?
Yeah.
They also have their third string quarterback in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But the sad thing is, like, we really lost. We don't know, but we basically lost that game because Iowa has a retarded coach.
No, I don't know. I thought going for two was a really good decision.
Really? How'd that turn out? Like,
well, I mean, but think about it.
It wasn't the coach's fault.
Just
it was
listen.
The quarterback. He lobbed it instead of right.
You're playing
it.
A team that's a lot better than you, and then you go for two because you don't want to keep slugging it out with that team. Boise State did the same thing against Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, and they won the game. So,
well, I guess we're just not Boise State then.
No, Boise State's much better, but let's not open, let's not open up that can of worms because I'll go forever. If you want to hear that, listen to End Zone because it's like an hour and a half of me talking about how great Boise State is and should be in the national championship game, but they won't.
And never will.
And if you're into the sports, sports into this, listen to Matt's podcast. When is that? When do you air that?
It's out every Thursday.
All right, so check that
Thursday,
out.
Thursday, Thursday. Be there.
Yep, we do it every Wednesday night. It's out on every Thursday.
How'd you like that little free advertisement, Matt? Well, just did that out for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is our podcast, too, so of course it was going to happen. But,
nah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Let's try to help a brother out.
All right, you guys ready for gaming news? Are you ready, Stefan?
I'm very ready.
You're very ready?
Very ready.
Huh?
I'm ready.
You seem kind of quiet over there.
Yes. I only say something when I have something to say.
Kind of.
It's be that I haven't shaved in days. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I just thought I'd let everybody know.
Are you 12?
No.
Because far be it from me, someone who cannot grow facial hair at all, but...
Wait, how long have you
been
shaved?
You're not very far along.
I think 2 or 3 days.
Oh, okay. That's Jesus. Not that bad. When you said days, I thought you meant like almost a week or something.
No.
Yeah, and like if I shave like 2-3 days, I'm like right back to like a beard. Mm. It sucks.
Yes, beard news. Got all the gripping stuff on the Power Up podcast. All right, let's do some gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, so what are we doing, Leaper? Matching with Stefan?
Yeah, we're going to go buy polar bear sleeping pants.
Dude, polar bears are stupid.
What the fuck?
They're like one of three animals that'll attack man without being provoked.
So, they're awesome.
They're just jumpy assholes, that's what they are.
No, they're fucking...
Hey, haven't you ever seen the Coke commercials? Bears. They would not do that, all right? They partied with the penguins, as I distinctly remember.
Fuck Coke, dude. Coke sucks, too.
Wow. God,
yeah, you heard me. What's up? You
know what? Actually, I personally like Pepsi better than Coke.
Speaking
myself,
of things that suck, breaking your TV sucks. And our first story happens to be the first Kinect broken TV. All right, so you knew these reports were going to start coming in. The first TV has been destroyed by Kinect. Movie critic Phil Villarreal wrecked his expensive TV playing Kinect last night. Sadly, he didn't put his fist through the LCD screen. Instead, Villarreal was playing Kinect Sports last night. Well, I'll let him explain it. A public service announcement. Do not, under any circumstance, play Kinect Sports Volleyball at 1:30 a.m. while standing under a ceiling fan with a dangling chain for a light switch. You could conceivably spike it into your year-old amazing TV, causing it to die with a rainbow LCD teardrop dripping down from the impact wound. Plus, you'll lose the match by forfeit. So once again, motion controls. Don't break your TV.
Friend or foe?
More on that later.
Investigative report. Alright, so this is a Kinectrospective from PC Mag. A brief history of controller-free gaming. First up is the U-Force. I personally never got to use a U-Force, but from the AVGN review, it was surprisingly useful. It actually worked.
U-Force.
It was like that. It had like two black and red... I don't know, power fields.
U-Force, I take.
I don't remember that.
Well, Leaper, did you ever have the activator for the Sega Genesis?
I think so.
All right, well, how'd you like it?
It was fun.
That's all we... Thank you, Leaper.
If I remember, is it the thing and it's like a pad and you could use it with a couple games? There's only a few, though.
Yeah,
it was like
so.
X-Men and a couple other ones. Yeah, I liked it, but I was also like five. Shit, I would have took a box and played with it. All
right, and last is the iToy and Xbox Live Vision, which I never had, but I heard a lot of people did have. Anyone ever here have an iToy?
No, I got an iToy. So we're talking. Okay.
So Captain Hindsight would come down now and tell me I shouldn't have done this story because there was no connection whatsoever to anyone here. All right, so Facebook and Electronic Arts have signed a 5-year contract. Now, let's hope that they'll actually release awesome games on Facebook now.
Nah,
but
I don't think
it's
going to happen.
Or
they'll cost
money.
Though.
Yeah.
Mm. 3 of Facebook's top 10 games are published by EA, so that means probably Farmville is EA.
Oh, my God.
And Mafia Wars.
Yeah, Mafia Wars. What are Facebook's top 3? Farmville, Mafia Wars, and...
I don't know. I don't
just can't think. I mean, look on Facebook, you see those things, you can't think of one.
Vampire Wars.
I can think of there's Fishville.
The Douchebag Wars.
I've seen people playing that, but I don't know if it's that big. It's kind of spin-off-y.
There's also Zoo World or something, some crazy shit like that.
I don't know. It all doesn't seem like something I'd be interested in, I'll be honest. Like, I hear people talk about it, like, oh, this game is awesome. I'm like, well, have you ever tried Xbox? Because those games are pretty great, too.
Personally, I would choose, like, an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's...
I know.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Matt.
All right. Next up, the top 10 duos in video game history. This is also from Joystick Division, which the last story was from.
Jack and Daxter.
Mario and Luigi.
I'm pretty sure they're both on there. I'm going to give you a couple bings here.
Bing, bing.
Yeah.
Remember the last time you did that? You had to take a bing away.
That's you.
I'm not wrong. I hate you. Gigans.
First up, Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank.
No shit.
Those were fun games. They had the best weapons.
Next up, Bill and Lance from the Contra series. Lance is kind of a gay name, just saying.
Could have named my kid Lance.
Had a game
asshole.
For Game Boy Pocket.
Did you? You had Contra for Game Boy Pocket. How was that?
Yeah.
Nah?
It was alright.
Number 8, Ico and Yorta from Ico. Yeah, I got nothing on that one. I have not played Ico. 7, Marcus Fenix and Dominic Santiago from Gears of War.
What's that?
Speaking of Gears of War, I'm still really bummed it got moved back.
What did it get moved back to?
It got moved back to fall of next year.
What the
it's
fuck?
It's supposed to come out in spring of next year.
God, bastards.
You were here
I'll
for that story.
I'll still be playing was Mortal Kombat. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. You know, Mortal Kombat sucks, too.
Whoa.
Dude. Okay, I'm sorry. I just went
out. Gonna have to
you know what,
take
guys,
you
I'm out of here. I can't take this.
I went too far with that one. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. All right, Coke does suck, though. And what was the one before? What else sucks?
Well, polar bears don't suck.
Yeah, that was it. Polar bears suck. Thank you, Lieber.
All I know is when you said Mortal Kombat sucks, our fan base just dropped to zero.
Yeah, they're probably all Street Fighter fans.
Nah.
Number 5, Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine from Resident Evil.
Yeah, never heard
of
that.
Yeah.
4, Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, Leaper, who'd you say your duo was?
Jack and Daxter.
Well, Tyler was right. I have to give you a buzzer.
Does that mean I get a ding? Because I was right.
Don't do it. No, you did it.
What about Banjo and Kazooie?
No. Number 4, Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong?
I like Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
Diddy did it.
Next up, Gordon Freeman and Alex Vance. Number 2, Cloud Strife and Tifa Lockhart, which, I'm a Final Fantasy fan, but come on, Final Fantasy VII was one game.
All the spinoffs sucked.
They all sucked. Dirge of Cerberus sucked. Advent Children movies sucked. They were all bad.
I think they all just sucked, period.
Why don't you shut your face?
Nah.
Number 1, Mario and Luigi. What would you do if number 1 wasn't Mario and Luigi?
Who's Mario?
Have a freak
out. Alright, you've won that joke out.
No, I'm serious.
Your name's not Austin.
I mean, we know who Mario is, but do we really
know
who Mario is?
Do we know the man behind the plumbing?
The beard?
Mustache.
The
beard. He doesn't have a beard.
Mustache? What the fuck,
do you really need to know who Mario
hair.
Is?
It's all facial hair.
Next up, also from Joystick Division. 5 ultra-violent games that'll probably be brought up in court. There's a court thing going on right now about free speech in video games.
Oh, geez.
So these are some games they think will be brought up in court. First up is Manhunt, obviously, which is an awesome game. I love Manhunt. After that is Soldier of Fortune. Anyone ever play that?
No.
Because I did not. It looks interesting, though. Next is Postal 2.
The game's fun.
Is that a post office game?
I'm going to rape you.
Why would you do such a thing?
To prove a point.
I'm going
to
get a polar
What's
bear
the point?
To rape you.
That you've worn that joke out.
No, how is that a joke? I've never heard of the game Postal. And I was just like,
is
maybe
that
post
a post office.
Office
game? Why would a post office game be brought in front of court for being violent?
Because people go post at the post office all the time. Have you ever seen people who work at a post office?
Well, you
kind of
have
crazy.
It, you kind of have it right. It's about a postal worker who goes postal, and you go around and you kill people and do crazy
things. That does
things.
Not make it a post office
but
game.
But it is not. It does not take place in a post office.
But he is really. From a post office. So, you know.
No, that does not make it a post office game. Nope. You know what a post office game is? A game that takes place in a post office about the inner workings of said post office.
Well, you know what they say.
Such
when
as.
In Rome.
That saying doesn't apply here.
Grand Theft Auto. Take your pick. Any one of them.
Mortal Kombat.
And finally, God of War. No, Mortal Kombat is not on here.
Huh. They've been lacking. I meant to say slacking, but it came out as lacking, so I created them.
That's because they did
corrected.
So much when they first came out.
Yeah.
Started the rating system.
Exactly.
All right, next up. Oh, this is about Halo Reach. Oh,
ooh.
Oh. Nah, we don't need that. Bungie shows off the upcoming Halo Reach maps.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know why, but I have not played any Halo Reach since, like, October 1st.
Since, like, when we got the game.
So I don't know why it's, like, it's not fun or whatever. It's not that it's not fun.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's like,
it's
weird.
Just that I haven't played it. Why haven't we played this game?
It was just because we're just, like, so used to Halo that it's just, like, it's not the same thing, but it is. I don't know, like, maybe we're just worn out from it.
I've just played a ton of Halo.
Yeah, like.
You think so?
Yeah.
You really think so?
I mean, it's, I think, by far the best, like, compilation of all the games,
yeah.
And it's fun, and I can definitely see myself playing it more in the future. It's just, Halo.
Halo.
Like,
yeah.
We played Halo 3 for like 2 months leading up to the game.
I did mention we were playing Halo 3 all the time. I'm like, if this ruins us playing Reach for a while, I'm going to call it.
Yeah, I bet once we get it, like, kind of like it's out of our minds and for a while, and then we go back to pick it up, I bet we'll get addicted to it.
I've just been
quick.
Like playing other games that I haven't really got to experience either at all or in a long time, like Dead Rising, then Left 4 Dead, and then now SmackDown vs. Raw, and then just recently Red Dead. So it's just like
it's kind of hard too.
None of those games I really got to play, or in SmackDown vs. Raw, in this case, the last one was pretty much shit. So I'm overdue for playing a ton of that.
Well,
so Halo is just kind of like on the back burner because I played a ton of it.
Well, it doesn't help either that, you know, like a month after Halo comes out, you got all these other games coming out too, like Fallout 3 and.
Yeah, but that's happened before.
Yeah.
And all those games fell by the wayside.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, you know, what I said, what Stefan said, it's just, you know, we've played Halo so much that it's just we kind of.
Yeah, with Halo 3 and ODST, I played those for the months leading up to Reach. So I was just.
We just need a break. We just need some time. You know?
Halo just needs to sit there for a little bit until you're like, oh, man, I can't. I forgot how fun this was, you know, until that happens again. Because I played Reach a ton when I did play it. I mean, I was a high rank without boosting. Made multiple maps that took, like, 8 to 10 hours each, if not more.
Yeah,
so it's
pretty
not
cool
that
maps.
I didn't play a ton. It's just.
I think it's just, like, you know. I'm just going to go home tonight. I'm just going to talk to my Halo again. I'm like, you know, look. We've been together, you know. Few years now, and you know, there's some other games out there I just really want to experience, and you know, well, I'll come back to you. It's just we need some time.
New maps look cool, then I would have probably been like, all right, I'm gonna dust it off and, you know, start playing again.
I think the problem is too, it's just like
they just look all right to me.
Well, I can't stand like some of the people on there that are just like cheating.
No, really? There's a ton of games with cheaters all over the place, and we've always
cheaters,
been able to pass
cheaters,
that.
Cheaters, cheaters,
yeah, I don't know. It just
cheaters.
Gets irritating.
I mean, like, Call of Duty, there were cheaters all over the place. And
yeah, fuck kinda, Call of Duty cheaters.
Yeah?
Fuck cheaters, period.
Same with people
man.
That are annoying, like, on the mic. It's like...
Yeah.
You
know, but
you
can
you don't have
them.
To listen to them. And
yeah.
Even when you do, it's really not that annoying. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Although, Tyler, you did say, I think the problem is, like, 8 times. So we've got, like, 8 problems we need to work out.
Yeah, I got problems, man. I got problems.
No, it wasn't you. It was the game.
The game's got problems.
The game's got problems. But apparently, according to Stefan, you don't think the maps look very good?
The one that's kind of like snowy and dark looks kind of cool.
You would like the snowy map.
I do. I'm a sucker for snowy maps. And kind of dark maps, because they don't really have very many like night looking maps. That one looks
and
cool.
And polar bears could roam free.
I mean, they look neat. It's just, for one, the island one, I think the island thing with Forge World is done to death. I mean, you have a million maps made in Forge World that have that same look as that map. I don't know the names. So that map just looks kind of dull, because it's just like we've played tons of Forge World stuff. Then there's one more that has like, it's like a corridor area or something where you can go out into space and fight a little bit too, but it's like on
talking
the
about,
side.
Talking about Anchor 9?
Yeah.
That happens to be the one I'm looking at right now, and it looks kind of like the inside of just a ship. Just
yeah.
Any ship.
It just looks generic. I mean,
it does look generic.
I hate
That's
to
the first
like
thing
wave
thought.
The Halo 2 flag that they should just be remaking those, but I'm going to wave the Halo 2 flag and say they should have just remade some of the Halo 2 ones that I'm still dying to play again. Because yeah. Unless they can come up with better maps, then they might as well just fucking take some of their classic ones and give them a new twist.
Yeah.
That's one thing I found about this game, too, is I really enjoyed playing the classic maps more than anything. Like, Reflection. I love that map.
Love it.
Yeah, none of these maps here look too awesome to me. They all kind of look run-of-the-mill.
And they're coming out. It doesn't even feel like the game has been out that long. Like, yeah. I know it came out in mid-September, and that's, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
Which isn't that long, and they come out at the end of this month, so it's about 2 months after the game came out. 2 months, 2.5 months, somewhere around there. It's just like, to me, I'm just not ready for more Halo
maps.
Well,
we kind of predicted that was going to happen, though, didn't we? Like,
yeah.
Because, if you ask me, it just seems like just the gaming industry period is getting greedier and greedier. But, I don't know. It's really irritating to me, though.
I do like that the snowy one is an invasion-style map. They definitely need another invasion map, since they only had two during launch or whatever.
True that.
So, yeah, I don't know. Halo Reach will get its time eventually. Right now, I'm just, like I said, just kind of catching up on games that I've wanted to play or that I've never played before, so it's kind of like a new experience as opposed to Halo. Halo's always going to be there. I mean, we're going to play Halo for the years to come regardless, so it'll get its time eventually.
If that releasing a new Halo game every year pans out, they're probably going to suck. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Most yearly games kind of suck. Would you stop that?
Sorry about that.
Call of Duty, apparently Black Ops looks really good, but World at War was, it depended on who you talked to, that was like, yeah, that game's good. But all the Modern Warfare ones were like, awesome.
And Black Ops does look good, and I'm kind of like wanting to play it, but I gotta be honest, if I ever want, like, if it ever builds up to the point that I just can't take it anymore, I'll just rent it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to buy it. Modern Warfare 2, if I want to play, you know, the Call of Duty game, I'll go play Modern Warfare 2. It's still fun. It still has newness to it. It's only been a year since it's come out, so it's like, why? I don't understand yearly games.
That's another game that I've been wanting to play lately.
Yeah, so
Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, I haven't played that in a while.
I want to either play that or Battlefield Bad Company 2.
I don't think I've ever played that.
Oh, it's really good. I don't know which one I want to play more.
Yeah, I've been kind of like feeling like playing Modern Warfare 2 lately also. Like, it's just been quite a while since we played.
A while? Why you put so much emphasis on the age?
What do you mean?
Let's move on. 9 risky moves that change gaming forever. That's what she said. What?
I actually have something real quick I want to mention. I don't know if you have this story.
One moment. I'm going to give you the sleeper just because.
Giggity.
I don't know if you have this story because I think it was just released today or something like that, but apparently somebody broke into a GameStop or a Game Store. I think it was a GameStop, and they held them up at gunpoint, and they stole 100 copies of Black Ops before it's released on the 9th. They stole that, money, and more game consoles. Like, 100 copies. Like, that just seems so retarded. Like,
to sell them.
Really.
Like, oh my god, I just hate people that are take things so seriously that they have to go.
There probably wasn't their like original intent. It was like, oh, let's go jack 100 copies. It was probably just there. Like, hey, let's take them.
I don't know.
Because, you know,
if their main goal was money, they would have chose a place with probably more money in their register.
Yeah, but if you think about it too, though, I guess that's true. But it's probably not just having the game. It's like you got 100 copies of the game before it's released. Make a lot of money selling that.
Yeah, that's why we think they wanted to go for the games.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because then you get the games and you can try and sell them early. But then, of course.
Oh, I thought Steph was trying to make the assumption of like they just want the game so bad they're just gonna go rob the GameStop.
No,
I just think.
No, if they wanted the game so bad,
that do that are stupid. But
yeah.
If they wanted the game so bad, they would have taken like one or two, depending on how many people were there. But see what you've done, gaming industry? You build stuff up so much hype that people are willing to steal it.
Well, that too.
That's who I'm gonna throw the blame on here.
$60 a game. That's kind of. That sucks too. You spend $120 to get two games. Two new games, I guess, but
I just think now you pay $60 for a 360 game and 15 years ago you paid $60 for a Super Nintendo game. So see how much farther it's gone.
It's true.
Yeah.
You get a lot more technology for the same price.
Indeed. Alright, so the first risky moves that change gaming forever is Atari selling out.
It's whoring itself out.
Yeah, think of where Atari could have been today if they would have just kept up.
Or would have had a war with Nintendo.
The Atari 360. Yeah. Atari accidentally signs Pac-Man and then destroys it. An Atari executive went to Japan and without permission of his superiors inked a deal with publisher Namco to make home versions of its games. Apparently, one of those games was Pac-Man. Apparently, their version sucked.
How could you screw up Pac-Man?
From the looks of it, they tried to add too many variations onto the same theme. Like, different levels and stuff like that. And the graphics just looked awful.
How do you fuck up graphics really for bad. Pac-Man? It's a circle eating other circles.
Well, it's
a ghost chasing them.
It does go from arcade to a home console. Next up, Sega's surprise Saturn sale. At its keynote presentation at Electronic Entertainment Expo in 1995, Sega announced that the Saturn console, thought to be coming out in September, would in fact be available that day.
That's a bad move, Sega.
Bad it's kind of like what Microsoft did with the new 360. Because no one was really expecting it. Or I guess some people had like an idea, but they didn't know when it was going to be out. And they're like, oh, it's going to be out in a couple days. John Romero beats Reputation on Daikatana and loses. What happened? The outspoken co-creator of Doom spent years hyping up his solo project, Daikatana, going so far as to place ads in video game magazines that read, John Romero's going to make you his bitch. Why it was risky. Gamers were equally fascinated and appalled, wondering exactly how Romero would go about making them his bitches. Developer Ian Storm delayed the game again and again, promising that release dates were set in stone, then missing them. If the game did not in fact make anyone Romero's bitch, the designer was not going to come out of this looking very good. And that's exactly what occurred. Far from being the next Doom, Daikatana was one of the biggest flops in history. While Romero was talking up the game, Ian Storm lost more than 100 employees who quit the Daikatana project over the years. When the game finally shipped in the spring of 2000, it was a buggy, directionless mess. Made people your bitch.
So remember, kids, drugs are bad, okay?
Players get steamed over Half-Life 2. Valve tied its highly anticipated first-person shooter Half-Life 2 to Steam, the new platform for online gaming distribution. Why it was risky, in 2004, Valve's upcoming Half-Life 2 was one of the gaming world's most anticipated new titles. But players were less excited to hear the game would only run if you first authenticated it through Steam, which the company had released 2 years earlier. The idea of forcing players to install and run a service as a requirement for playing a game was wildly new at the time, and the company incurred significant fan backlash. The launch of Half-Life 2 was later considered to be one of the worst of all time because of the huge rush to authenticate the software. The servers were clogged, and many were unable to play the game until days after release.
Ooh.
But Valve was also able to overcome these temporary setbacks. 6 years later, Steam is the predominant platform for digital distribution. What a risk.
Good for them.
Yay!
Nintendo sends Metroid to Texas. Apparently, this is just all going to be upset about the other M. That's just what I see here. It's because they're going to... Oh, no, Metroid Prime. Metroid Prime was released in 2002 to overwhelming critical acclaim, heralded as the perfect transition from the favorite Super Metroid into 3D. Okay, so this is actually something good, because all I've seen is Other M bitching. So they're praising the fact that Nintendo was able to transition from Metroid to Metroid Prime. Nintendo bows out of the high-tech horse race. So this was a risky move because Nintendo isn't trying to keep up with PS3 and Xbox 360. Instead, they're making you waggle a stick around.
Hey, I like playing with my Wii. What's up?
Hey, the Wii is a fine console. But it was a risky move not to keep up in technology. Next risky move. $599 for the first PS3.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the PS3 was expensive for... How long did that stay? For like 2 years?
I don't know.
Before it actually came down to a reasonable price.
They were all expensive. Well, actually, the Wii wasn't, but...
Well, 360 was like... It was 400, and that was like the... That was like the limit.
That's the base.
That was... No, that was the Pro.
400 was the Pro. 300 was base.
The Pro was at 400. And that was like the most people were willing to spend. They're like, $400? Oh, it sucks, but fine. And then this comes out, and it's 600. And most people are like, fuck that.
I was like, fuck that. $600, that's...
And they really
ridiculous.
Said fuck that when they spent that much money and they were able to play the 360 for a week before it fucking busted on them.
Yeah. Kind of glad I waited to get my 360.
My first 360, my very, very first one, never broke down.
Really?
My second one did.
Mine did.
What did you get a second one for?
Because I got banned on the first one.
Yeah, oh, he modded
right.
it.
That's right.
Last, Crackdown developer bets the farm on an MMO. Real-time Worlds developer of Xbox 360 sleeper hit Crackdown chose as its next project a massively multiplayer cops and criminals game called All Points Bulletin, which happened to be one of the biggest disasters of 2010. Doesn't sound like a bad idea. A little cops and robbers game?
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly it must have been.
That's something we need to play is on GTA. We just need to play, like, any multiplayer. Because I love just trying to get away from people like that.
Red Dead Redemption's an awesome game. I'm just going to say that now. I mean, everybody knows it's just a Wild West GTA because it's made by the same people, but...
It's
damn,
super sweet, though.
It is. Online multiplayer is super fun, too. Like, Austin and I played that a ton last night, and... Like, unlike GTA, you know, free roam, you don't really have anything to do. You just kind of make your own fun, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're playing, like, a multiplayer game. Well, in, like, Red Dead, you actually have, like, a bunch of different, like, challenges and goals and stuff that you, like, rank up as you go on. Like, kill 5 bunnies, then you gotta kill 5 coyotes. So, like, hunting challenges, and then you gotta find, like, legendary bears and wolves and stuff like that. And then,
legendary bears.
Yeah, and then you gotta collect certain plants and all sorts of weird shit, or get 5,000 bounty on your head by, you know, just being a dick. So there's tons of sweet shit on there. It's really fun.
Nice. Alright, so I'm through with gaming news. You guys ready for some news?
Word.
Aha! I thought you were going to say lay it on me, right?
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
I thought I saw you leaning towards the mic.
Lay it on me, reptile. I mean,
no.
Raiden?
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
First up, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Jet Man.
Okay.
What?
This man is living the dream everyone has, being able to fly. His name is Ves Rossi, and he's a retired military pilot from Switzerland that just had to fly in a different manner
Switzerland.
Than that he was used to. It says, watch this video, but we don't have that technology. Ves has been developing his jetpack for more than 10 years now, and what he did was he took this jetpack, jumped out of an airplane, turned it on, and was able to fly forward and do some flips before the jetpack ran out of power, and he used a parachute.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
This is also
he had a parachute.
I don't know if I did the story on the podcast, but I read a story a few weeks ago about the first commercially available jetpacks that you could fly like a few hundred feet in the air and go for, I don't know, like 3 hours without filling up your tank.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you have to fill it with jet fuel?
I don't know.
That would be expensive. Jet fuel.
Makes sense.
You think gas prices that would suck now?
It doesn't name, but it doesn't have a jet engine.
But that'd be extremely unproductive because that'd be a lot of money.
You gotta strap a jet to your back.
Next up, trains are safer than cars unless a truck falls on you.
Why would a truck fall on a train?
Find out. It's widely established that riding on a train is safer, statistically, than driving a car. In fact, in the U.S., it's a remarkable 24 times safer to ride in a train than to ride in a car. Unless, of course, a truck happens to fall onto the train you're riding in. Which is exactly what happened today outside Oxshott, Surrey, England. A concrete mixer veered into a brick bridge, plunged through it, and fell onto a 305 commuter train from Guildford to London that happened to be passing under a bridge at that moment. What kind of luck? You're passing under a bridge at the same time a cement truck is falling off of it.
That's probably a sign.
I don't think those people will ever be riding a train again.
I don't think they'll be really riding anything again.
No, I'm sure some people survived.
Well, yeah, but
it doesn't really say here how many people were hurt. Oh, the driver and at least one passenger were seriously injured.
Oh.
Five other passengers were taken to the hospital.
Oh, so no one died?
No one died.
Well, that's good.
Yay.
And they receive a free lifetime supply of cement?
And free train rides for life.
And what really sucks is now that truck fell over, all that cement's going to harden.
Damn.
It can't keep moving, man.
Well, but how much would that suck if, like, the cement truck fell on the train and then, like, starts leaking cement and everyone just gets, like, cemented into their tomb?
That'd be terrible. Scary.
Yeah, that'd suck.
Sounds like a Final Destination.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. That's just crazy enough to work. Okay, and finally for news, I wanted to do this before the election, but we didn't have a podcast, and I don't think I heard about it until the week, like the day before the elections. I don't know. Regardless, this is the rent is too damn high party, and I get a kick out of this every time.
I represent the rent is too damn high party. People are working 8 hours a day.
By the way, this was for governor of New York.
Week of summer, third job. Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket. This is politics as usual. Playing a silly game. It's not going to happen. The rent too damn high movement, the people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay their rent.
What?
They're being laid off right now as I speak. They can't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Listen, someone's stomach, child's stomach just growled. Did you hear it? You gotta listen like me.
Okay.
Let's talk about the issue.
People can't afford to pay their rent. 30 seconds for you, sir.
Rent is too damn high. As a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here because our children can't afford to live anywhere. Nowhere. There's nowhere to go. Once again, why? You said it. The rent is too damn high.
Thank you, Mr. McMillan. Mr. Cuomo.
First, I'm with Jimmy. The rent is too damn high.
Rent too damn high, party fee. If you want to marry a shoe, I'll marry you.
Apparently, the rent is too damn high, party. We'll marry a shoe.
What the hell? I'm a karate expert, so I won't talk bad about anybody up here.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to you.
It's like, I'm a macaroni expert, so I won't take baths at night.
And the price of rice in China is.
Indeed.
You know, you said that a lot, the price of rice in China.
Yeah.
You're like Tyler, you've worn out your joke.
He
called you Tyler.
I could say something, Leaper. I'm over here trying to get a reaction out of you, and you're just staring at me.
What have I ever said that on the podcast?
Don't give in.
Not on the podcast, you've just said it.
Huh. A lot. Well, then it doesn't matter.
You know, like, What does that have to do with the rice in China? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I didn't talk about the rice in China.
Exactly.
Or if you were looking for something, you're always like, if it were up your ass, you'd know. I'm like, first of all, how the fuck did it get there? Second of all, yeah, I would know.
Yeah.
Rice is good.
I like rice.
Rice is overrated.
Wow. Wow. That is strike number three, hold sir.
On. In my opinion, rice is overrated.
That's how a nation of over 1 billion people feeds themselves.
Did you just say feeds themselves or feeds themselves?
Feeds, F-E-E-D-S.
Now we're talking about white rice here because white rice is overrated. Weird. That's what's overrated. It's just fucking white rice.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
a big fan
it's
of
like
white
air.
Rice. Fried rice though.
Yeah, rice with chicken. Rice with chicken, it's great. It's
chicken fried rice.
With just simple white rice.
Just white rice.
Why don't you just lick the air, dude?
I do.
That's like all you're getting out of that. Is that. That's what it tastes like.
That's why everyone in Asia is so skinny. And Omaha is apparently the number 142 fattest city out of 182. Because that commercial keeps showing. It pisses me off.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I think it's out of all cities.
Oh.
So, yeah, that is kind of bad.
I don't know what they're talking
about. They're funny commercials.
I'm perfectly fit.
Yeah.
Everyone should try to be more like me.
Whatever you say.
Just contribute more to the obesity percentage.
Not like this fat ass over here named Stefan. Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, Stefan's gigantic.
This will fucking
him and those jalapenos.
You ever heard of throwing up? stick your finger down your throat.
Huh? You ever tried bulimia? Oh, God. Next time you see bulimic, tell her whatever she's doing is working great for her. All right, so that'll do it for news. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about SmackDown vs. Raw?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
Yeah? Stefan, what do you like about it? As opposed to last year?
Everything.
The online, for one thing, but the weapon physics. I like the weapon physics. They make a lot of it fun. Just like, yeah. I mean, like, weapon matches are so much more fun this time. Just to... I can do my finisher on a guy onto stairs. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
I like it.
Put a guy through three tables from on top of a ladder.
It was two tables.
Two tables.
I saw that.
Yeah. It was fun.
Now, the problem with SmackDown vs. Raw online is that no one really makes a wrestler.
Actually, this year it's not that bad. From what I've seen. I've played a ton.
From what I've seen, it's still been about the same, but I haven't played as much as you.
Yeah, I've played for like the past week, every night almost, with these two guys.
There are way too many demons and clowns. That's all you see. And they always have that Juggalo logo on their back.
They would.
It's probably why they're a clown.
I know, that's the problem. Like, that's all they can make is like a fucking clown or a demon.
Just because you're a Juggalo or a fan of the Juggalos doesn't mean everything has to be about a fucking clown. Like, I get it.
I made a car salesman leaper.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And a regular leaper.
Did you actually make two cars, or did you just change the attires?
Just different attires.
Okay. I have a picture of... I'll probably post it here on the podcast, so if you're watching the video feed, you'll see it, but us wrestling a pink chicken.
Yeah, I remember that.
I have the pink chicken on my phone. And...
So you guys are wrestling pink cocks? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
That's true.
All right.
Also, the road to WrestleManias this year are like, I don't know, I think they're much better than the year before. The year before were decent, but these ones are like awesome.
Like,
do you concur?
Kind of. I've only played two of them, so I couldn't really tell you, but Undertaker's and Christian's were kind of fun, but...
I've only started one, but I've watched footage on all of them, and I like them. I think they're really good. If the people that wrote the storylines for this game would write for real life, it would be for the actual show.
The Edge and Christian one was good. They should have done that. They should have done that on the show.
Yeah, that'd be great. But alas, they will not.
They will have John Cena fighting Nexus or not fighting Nexus.
I got a story on fighting Nexus online. Shoot. Okay, so there's these douchebags online that think, like, they're the only Nexus group around, even though I see plenty of people with cause that think they're like Nexus members or something.
Yeah.
I don't know when the hell Nexus became like the cool group. I mean,
because they're anti-John Cena, man.
Like Nexus is all right, like, but if I had to choose between Nexus or groups like the NWO, Four Horsemen, D-Generation X, Evolution, etc.
Yeah,
Nexus
God, who am I thinking of? I just blank on his name. Radio host. His show.
Thank you. Radio host, his show? Gee.
Can you think of radio hosts and their shows?
Oh, with like Todd Tyler?
No. National radio host.
I'll listen to
Why
National
am I
Radio.
His name?
Paul Harvey?
Howard Stern, you asshole.
Oh my god.
Paul Harvey.
That's
like comparing this, a podcast, to Howard Stern, which is a nationally awesome radio show. It's the Nexus just started. And the NWO, the Four Horsemen, DX, those have long legacies.
Are you saying we're going to become the next Howard Stern?
I just don't.
I doubt it.
Like I said, I like the Nexus personally. I'm just saying, out of all the groups I would see online, I have not seen any other group except for Nexus, and I've seen a lot of people trying to be like have their own little online clan of Nexus members, and I'm just like, did you guys not witness anything else? Is this your first like rebel group? So now you're like, yeah, these guys are cool, they're edgy. Like, shit. Alrighty then. But anyways, on to my story. So
fucking my wife in the ass last night.
Yeah, yeah, that happened. That's how it started, really. But no, I joined this three-on-three tag, and these guys are like Nexus or against us in the little chat there that they have. They have a little chat box, text box. Nexus or against us. So I'm like, you know, naturally I'm like paper or plastic, soup or salad. I mean, I don't know what the hell these guys are trying to prove. He's like, just wait. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, how do you want us to beat you? Pin or submission? And I'm like, pin, I guess? I don't know. I mean, anyways, the first match... And we get, like, split up. So then we have a series of matches, and we just rape these guys. I mean, they play like complete cheap douches, but we rape them. They wanted to play, like, legit, where everybody stays in the corners, but as soon as they get their ass kicked, they'll start running out and rushing the ring, like, nonstop, trying to break everything up. And as soon as I get, like, you know, the advantage on one of their guys, somebody will run in and hit me from behind and knock me down, etc. Like, the dumbest thing. Okay. Two of my partners get eliminated, so it's me versus three. All right, okay. Well, these cocky bastards, one of them has a stupid-ass finisher, creative finisher, that, like, takes forever. He gets himself disqualified because he's in the ring too long to do his finisher because he wasn't the legal man. So he's out, so it's me versus two.
Oh, I gotta get music for this.
And then,
just take your time.
So he grabs a chair... Because apparently these guys, or they knock out the ref and they grab a chair because apparently these guys need all the help they can get to beat one guy 3-on-1. So he does a chair move that takes too long, so the ref happens
to... Say goodbye
to
your monthly phone.
No, no.
Say hello to the...
It was playing Eye of the Tiger and then it went to an advertisement. Just screw it, go on.
But anyways, he's doing a chair move and... It takes so long that the ref actually gets up in time to catch the end of it. So then he gets disqualified. And then so I go in the chat, like the game chat, because before I was in the party chat with my partner. And I was just like, I was talking so much trash. Like, you can't even beat me. I'm like fucking 1-on-3 and you guys are sucking. Like, oh my God. And then I ended up doing a leverage pin and pinning the last guy. It was just so funny. And then I was just like... And he sent me some stupid message saying we got lucky or something. And I was just I beat you 3-on-1. Okay? What else is there? Where do you go from there? I mean, you lost. We can't do any more advantage. We can't do a 5-on-1. It just doesn't work like that.
They should have been like, all right, tough guy. All right, you think you're so good? 3-on-1 handicap match. Let's do it.
Yeah. Anyways, so these are like our new online rivals. Like me and this other two guys that I play with all the time. Giggity. Gross. So yeah, I've met a lot of cool people. I have like 6 or 7 people on my friends list that I play, and they're all kind of different. Like, I even added that Nexus guy as rivals so we could play more in the future. Like, it's just so funny. But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with online this year.
What were their calls like?
They were like wrestler looking guys. Okay. One looks kind of like a Kofi Kingston clone. The other one looks like a Justin Gabriel clone, and the other guy's like generic Ka 101. But they're all decked out in like yellow and black Nexus colors and stuff, and they look good, like for cause, and they're good players. So they just very cheap. I don't know.
I have a yellow back attire. Should I put a Nexus N right on the back of it?
Yeah.
Nexus or against.
Oh, and that's another thing. I'm like, man, what's the deal with all these Nexus groups? I've seen like two or three over the course of playing online, and he's like, we're the only one, and I'm like, no, you're not. Why would I lie about that? There's more Nexus groups I've played against. He's like, no, maybe like one other guy. Like, no. What the hell is your problem?
What the hell, dude? Are you like online? Like,
are you like that immature that you think you're the only Nexus group online? Like, no, we're so cool.
Well, were they like 10?
Probably.
They should go to the community creations and see how many times the Nexus paint tool logo has been downloaded.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's up in the thousands.
I don't know. But, yeah, the guys, I use that battery to kick out, like, really fast, and yeah. I told them about that, and oh, my God, we have so many fun moments, because we always play, like, six or three-on-three elimination tags, because we just really dig the elimination thing, because then it's fun to just mess around or whatever. But, yeah, there's tons of fun moments online.
Yeah. Another thing that's really awesome in the game is WWE Universe, which is pretty much, it's like exhibition, but every match has a point to it. Like, if you pair up two random people, like, they're, and one person beats the other person, like, their relationship will have gotten worse, and the next thing you know, they'll get paired up naturally in the system.
Yeah.
I know I put myself in, like, two matches. I the number one contender for the Intercontinental title was Luke Gallows. I beat him, and then the next number one contender was Matt Hardy, and then I beat him, and next thing you know, I'm the number one contender. So I thought that was, I liked it, but I thought that was kind of easy. You know, it took me two shows to do it.
To put yourself in?
Yeah.
Huh.
I put myself in.
I didn't think you could put yourself into, like, a match and then keep the stipulation, like, a number one contender or for the title.
It didn't keep the stipulation. I just rose up the ranks.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I put myself in to wrestle the number one contender, and then I was on the board.
Huh. Like, that's weird. I mean, I never did that. I just tried to, like, let the computer do the whole thing, and it took me, like, 3 months to get an Intercontinental title shot, like, to get up there, so.
Yeah, it randomly put me in on Superstars, so I teamed with Finley to, I don't know, play against Vance Archer and Shad or something like that. But then I just put myself in against Luke Gallows, and I ended up getting the number one contender spot, and then, then I was, like, eighth or something, and then I wrestle Matt Hardy, and all of a sudden I'm the number one contender. I would rather like it, like in the old WCW games, you had to face everybody up until the champion.
Yeah,
I would rather be someone like that. Also, there was an Elimination Chamber match. It was the top six for the United States title, and number six was Goldust, so he had like the he was like last, the very last person that should win the thing, and he won the whole Elimination Chamber starting out first.
That's funny.
It was awesome. But yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, definitely pick up the game. It is not like last year's edition. Last year's edition was fine, but the online sucked, and I didn't like having to play through it to get your attributes up.
Yeah.
No bueno.
It was no bueno. So, that'll do it for the podcast. Next week, we will have a Console Wars for you. If you have any suggestions for Console Wars, please come to our Facebook page and suggest something. But with that said, I am Matt, so for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, I'm signing out. Goodbye.